Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I want to share with you some of the economic insights from the week of February 22nd through the 26th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. The BEA revised the fourth quarter GDP growth rate from 0.7% up to 1%. However, the start of 2016 was presented with a poor composition, as most of the revision came from higher inventories. The annualized fourth quarter inventory build was $13 billion higher than in the earlier estimate. This will help to slow production in the first quarter and perhaps even into the second. And although the economic picture is a little bit brighter, the consumer remains solid, boosted by rising incomes and healthy employment growth. Manufacturing may be bottoming out, but there are still stiff headwinds from the global economy and the strong dollar. In balance, the pluses are able to outnumber the negative factors. Fed policy may be an issue as the central bank must weigh the reports showing that inflation is picking up versus weakness in certain sectors of the economy. They must also account for the reactions of the financial markets and the impact on the greater macroeconomy. The U.S. economy remains on a slow pace, but it is still on a growth path at the moment. Last week's data highlight focuses on the Chicago Fed National Activity Index, which is a good barometer of general U.S. economic activity. Despite the downturn in financial markets, U.S. economic activity improved in January. The Chicago Fed National Activity Index increased to a positive reading from a negative showing in December. The production-related indicators went from being a drag to a positive contributor for the month. Likewise, the employment-related indicators were the other major positive contributor during January. The personal consumption and housing variables were relatively unchanged for the month. It is useful to smooth out the monthly volatility by looking at a three-month average of the index. And that value did rise, but it was still just below a neutral reading for January. This indicates that growth remains below its historical trend and that inflation is unlikely to be restrained in coming months. However, the index also suggests that the real economy is still on fairly solid footing, since a reading close to zero does not indicate a negative GDP environment. On the international front, the German economy took a hit from weak global demand, with a manufacturing gauge dropping to a 15-month low. The market economics PMI fell to 50.2 in February from 52.3 in January. While Germany weathered global headwinds throughout 2015 and was able to maintain its rate of expansion in the fourth quarter, business confidence has softened as of late. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we start with January pending home sales released on Monday, February 29th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Pending home sales are expected to increase a few tenths of a percent in January, bettering the 0.1% increase seen in December. A recent dip in the 30-year mortgage should help boost sales. The February ISM Manufacturing Index will be released on Tuesday, March 1st at 10 a.m. We look for a small improvement in the manufacturing ISM, but expect it to still remain below the neutral threshold of 50. February vehicle sales will be released later that day at 4 p.m. Vehicle sales likely crept higher, perhaps hitting 17.7 million units. This would make it the strongest February since 2000, but sales are down a bit from the fourth quarter when they averaged about 70.9 million units per month. The February ISM non-manufacturing index will be released on Thursday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. even with an expected small improvement, the index will still be tracking below the level seen in the second half of the last year. Financial market conditions may have weakened the index, but it still remains well into expansionary mode. And finally, the closely watched employment report will release February payroll gains on Friday, March 4th at 8:30 a.m. Employment should add another 200,000 jobs in February, a small pickup from the January gain of about 150,000. Cold weather may have hindered some employment in January, so a modest uptick is expected. The unemployment rate is unlikely to move much and should remain below 5%.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.